You're listening to Pastor Stephen G. Lightfoot's podcast, Sermons and Homilies by the Reverend Stephen G. Lightfoot. Pastor Stephen is an ordained elder in the Global Methodist Church and serves as senior pastor to First Methodist Church Splendora and Shepherd Methodist Church in Southeast Texas. Here is today's episode. So here we are. It is the first Sunday of a brand new year. It's our first worship opportunity. It's our first opportunity to go to the Lord's table. This is a Sunday of many firsts. Now, I don't know about you, but there are two ways you can approach a new year. Either with gusto and enthusiasm, and I think our three kings have helped us usher that in this morning, or you can ease into it. I don't know which way is best, necessarily. I think different things for different people is an appropriate way to approach it. Sometimes getting started in a new year of ministry is kind of like a truck that's been sitting in the driveway for a while and we haven't turned the engine over. When I think about it, we've been without our regular Bible study for a few weeks. I know the youth have been somewhat active, but not as active as when school is in session. So there's a tendency when we go out to get in that old truck after it having sat for a while, and we turn the engine over, it's sluggish. It tries to start, but it's just hard to get going. I think sometimes that's how ministry can be, and we have to search the scriptures, primarily, for the enthusiasm and the encouragement to embrace a new opportunity. And that's what we have this morning from our Old Testament lesson from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 60, beginning at verse 1, and the prophet speaks to us about the revelation of what he calls a glorified Zion. What he's talking about is the revelation of the Christ to the world. And that, in case you're not aware this morning on Epiphany Sunday, is the very definition of Epiphany, the revelation of the Christ to the world. Listen to what Isaiah writes. I think you will find it encouraging. He says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples, but the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear upon you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Raise your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons will come from afar, and your daughters will be carried on the hips. Then you will see and be radiant, and your heart will thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea will be turned to you. The wealth of the nations will come to you. A multitude of camels will cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba will come. They will bring gold and frankincense and proclaim good news of the praises of the Lord." So, Pastor, what's all this camels and frankincense and gold about? See, Isaiah is giving us a glimpse here of the emerging from darkness of God's people. There's a great reunion as the scattered people come back together after years and years of exile and struggle and separation and suffering. And by the way, he's not just talking about the Israelites of old, he's talking about all of God's people, past, present, and future. There are all of us looking to get out of the present darkness that we find our world in. If you don't believe me, all you had to do was turn on the television New Year's Day and see that there is darkness in the world today that needs to be overcome. And so on this Epiphany Sunday, the first Sunday of a brand new year, we can look forward to new opportunity to reconcile, new opportunity to be redeemed, new opportunity to see the light as we emerge from whatever darkness and struggle and suffering we might have been caught up in days gone by, including last year. New opportunity. I like to call it the Epiphany opportunity. If you're taking notes, write those two words down. Epiphany opportunity, because you're going to be hearing them this year, not only in the season of Epiphany, which we are in currently, but also throughout the year as we move into mission and ministry together as the church. We are going to be searching, looking, seeking together Epiphany opportunity. Now, every year, the pastor stands in front of you on the first Sunday of the new year and talks about new opportunity. This year's not any different, except that this year is different. See, the Epiphany opportunity presents itself to us as a new gift from God, a clean slate, as we claim and reclaim the light and the hope and the peace and the love, all those things that we lit candles for during the season of Advent. We're reclaiming and claiming new opportunity as we see Christ dawning once again on our lives here in this human condition, in this fallen and broken world that we woke up in this morning. Each year, we have this opportunity to do something differently through Christ, something that we might not have had the courage or the encouragement to pursue as of yet. The question is, do we take advantage of the opportunity? Just by example, and just because this is the way the Holy Spirit and God's perfect timing works, this coming Saturday is the first session of the School of Ministry. It's conveniently located close to us, and I wonder how many of you have been contemplating going down the path to certified lay ministry and haven't yet stepped into the opportunity. Now, I'm not saying it's everybody's call, but it's somebody's call. And here's the opportunity. All you have to do is go online and register and then show up, and you'll take that first step into the ministry of the church, into your calling, if you are indeed being called. I put that out as an example. You see, in the secular world, people make New Year's resolutions, which more often than not run out of steam shortly after we make them because they are fueled by our own power, by something called willpower. And I have to tell you, willpower is fleeting. For example, your willpower to engage in a workout regimen at the local gym will only go as far, usually, as the first few weeks and the first McDonald's drive-thru. That's just the way willpower works. We have all the right intentions, but then life, but then struggle, but then we wake up one morning in a fallen, broken world and we don't feel like carrying through with our resolution because our willpower has given way to a Big Mac and fries. See, willpower only goes so far. Now, contrastingly, epiphany opportunity is not fueled by willpower, but rather by God's power, by Holy Spirit power, by resurrection power, the power of Christ which overcomes the struggle, overcomes the darkness, overcomes the world. Now, just to see if you're paying attention this morning, turn to somebody and say, not willpower, God's power. Not willpower, God's power. See, that sounds great, Pastor, but you know, how do I get some of this God's power in my life this year? I like what I'm hearing, Pastor. How do I take full advantage of this epiphany opportunity in my own life? What do I have to do to get my hands on some of this God's power? And those, my friends, are legitimate questions. I don't know what that was. I think someone was trying to get our attention.
God's exclamation mark.
Legitimate questions. The answer is simple and straightforward. I didn't say it was easy. I said it was simple and straightforward because the answer is not so much about what you know as it is about who you know. See, are you ready to receive the answer to your legitimate questions this morning on this Epiphany Sunday as you contemplate whether or not willpower or God's power is going to rule and reign in your life this year? Are you ready for the answer? Now, the ultimate answer is always Jesus Christ. We call it the Sunday school answer. So if you said in your head, the answer to that question is Jesus Christ our Lord, you would be correct. The practical answer is twofold. If you're taking notes, write this word down, submit. Submit. And then underneath it, write the word commit. Commit. Submit and commit are the practical application of the ultimate answer, Jesus Christ, in your life this year. Everybody say submit.
Submit.
Submit. Submit. That means give up the reins, give up the controls, tell Jesus to take the wheel. Stop functioning in the big things and the small things in your own power and start allowing Christ to live through you. Look to Him. Look to His Word. Look to His example. Act like Him. Speak like Him. And lo and behold, you will become like Him. Give up yourself and submit your will to His perfect will for your life. Submit your willpower to His God power. Submit. Now everybody say commit.
Commit.
Commit. Yes, indeed. We have to commit. We have to make a decision to walk a different path this year. We have to take every epiphany opportunity that presents itself to us and do the Christ thing instead of our own thing. Do the Christ thing, not your own thing. You have to commit to being fully in. fully into your faith life. Commit to being an active participant in the body of Christ, the church. Commit to being fully immersed in the study of God's word so that you can become scripturally holy. Commit to coming to Bible study. Commit to coming to class meetings, small group, when we have them. Commit to being part of the life and fellowship of the church. Commit to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to everyone that you know this year. Do not assume that someone has a relationship with Jesus Christ in your family, extended family, and friends. Don't make that assumption. Ask the question. Oh, it's hard to ask that question, Pastor. I know. But how do you know how to pray for that person if you don't know if they have a relationship with Jesus or not? If they have a relationship with Jesus, they won't be offended by the question. They will love you for it. And if they don't have a relationship with Jesus, then you know how to pray for them. Then you know what kind of example to be for them, to them. Then you know. And maybe, just maybe, you will lead them to the light of Christ in their own life. By your example and the way you live and share your relationship with Jesus. Commit to being the light of Christ in this community. Commit. Submit and commit, and you will fully engage with the power of Christ. You will walk a new path this year, a path of light, not darkness, a path of hope, not hopelessness or apathy, a path of love, not fear, a path of joy, not despair, a path of peace, not chaos or suffering or struggle. Walk a different path. Lead others down that path. Let me end this morning with a blessing. It's very simple. The blessing is, by the power of Christ within you, may your new year be one of epiphany opportunity, where the power and the strength of Christ shines brightly for you, in you, through you, to all those around you. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our next hymn.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Come back again next week for a new message. And until then, may God bless you and keep you.